Good evening, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny and this is the evening news. The mobilization promises to be very popular. Between 1 and 1.5 million people are expected in the streets on Tuesday for the day of action against the pension reform. These figures were communicated by territorial intelligence. The unions call for the country to be blocked to maintain pressure on the government. Very strong disruptions are to be expected in trains in particular. In anticipation, the Minister of Transport, Clément Beaune, invites all French people who can to work remotely. Meanwhile, the debates concerning the text continue in the Senate. The referendum, supported by the three left-wing groups, was rejected today. They wanted to submit the pension reform and the postponement of the legal age of retirement in a referendum. The proposal was largely rejected, with 251 votes against 93. The majorities in the Senate, the right, and the center voted against. The PSG supports its player. The defender Achraf Hakimi is indicted for rape. A young woman in her 20s accuses him of having assaulted her last Saturday in his home in Boulogne-Billancourt. The 24-year-old Moroccan international was heard yesterday by investigators from the Hauts-de-Seine Territorial Security. He firmly denies the charges against him, says his lawyer, who denounces an attempted racketeering against his client. A year after the start of the Buitoni case, the Caudry factory in the north is in great difficulty. The Nestlé France group has announced to employees the temporary suspension of activity. The volume of orders has not taken off since the sanitary scandal. It is in this factory that the pizzas contaminated with the E. coli bacteria were manufactured. The bacteria killed 2 children and contaminated 54 others. And then it will be his first state visit abroad as King of England. Charles III is expected in France from March 26 to the 29th. The British sovereign will be received with his wife Camilla by Emmanuel Macron for a dinner at the Chateau de Versailles. A trip is also planned to Bordeaux with a visit to an organic vineyard. After France, Charles III will then go to Germany. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.